This Christmas morning, I have something beautiful for you. Not from the snowy northern Christmas tradition, but from sunny Brazil. The beautiful Agnus Dei from Nunes Garcia's Christmas Mass. Garcia, a priest and musician, was born in Rio in 1767. His grandparents had been slaves and white landowners. Garcia had a beautiful voice and an ability to compose on the harpsichord and the guitar, even though he hadn't been formally taught to play. His father died when he was young, and his mother and aunt did their utmost to further Garcia's musical abilities and education. He began teaching music at the age of 12, and this meant that he could at least play the pianos and harpsichords of his pupils. He took holy orders in 1791 and became well known for writing religious works. A huge change came about in his life when, in 1808, the Portuguese royal family arrived in Rio, fleeing the invasion of Portugal by the French. The Prince Regent, John VI, was welcomed with a Te Deum composed and conducted by Garcia. Shortly after this, the Portuguese bishop arrived in the city and had to try to integrate the priests from Lisbon with those who were already serving in Rio. There was an attempt to remove Garcia from the court because he was of mixed race. However, the Prince Regent stepped in and he made Garcia the master musician of the royal chapel. The prince was so impressed with Garcia that he later made him a knight of the Order of Christ. Garcia worked for the prince until 1811. He wrote his Christmas work, Missa Pastoril para a Noite de Natal, for choir and organ in 1808, and he rewrote it again in 1811 with the beautiful orchestration which you will hear in this recording. The work clearly shows the influence of Mozart and Haydn, whom Garcia admired. The Agnus Dei from the Christmas Mass features the gently lilting phrase of the clarinet, which is heard as a leitmotif through the whole of the Mass. It is performed here by Ex Cathedra under Geoffrey Skidmore. Was the Agnus Dei from Garcia's Christmas Mass. It was performed by Ex Cathedra under Geoffrey Skidmore. To hear this bonbon again, please go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR 101.3.